Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We go to the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline. Our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. Ross Tucker joining us. Hey, Ross, we heard you on our air this weekend doing the Tampa Bay versus the Rams game. I would imagine when you get that assignment, you look down and you see Los Angeles, and when it's either there or Nashville or Kansas City in January, you're probably pretty pumped to get to L.A., I would imagine, right?
Well, so
no, it was in Tampa. It was in Tampa. My bad.
Yeah,
it was in Tampa.
That game was in Tampa.
Still.
But to your point, it's funny. You know, I don't know if listeners care about this or not, but yes, it was nice to be in Tampa, but I also knew that I was going to be on sideline, you know, this upcoming week for the conference championship game. And, at one point, if it was in Nashville, then I was definitely going to be anywhere other than Nashville because the other sideline person, Laura Oakman, lives in Nashville. So I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm going. But then the Titans lost. And then you're thinking, okay, well, maybe I'll be back here in Tampa. That'd be a nice sideline to be on. So long story short, I knew during the AFC championship, I knew during the Kansas City-Buffalo game that I'd be going to whoever won that game. And so that was even more reason, in addition to my affinity for the Bills having played up there, hoping that the Bills would win. I like new blood. I have an affinity for them. Plus, it's like a 4.5-hour drive. Mm. And I was going to drive up Saturday and stay at Seth's house. He doesn't even know this yet. Mm. And ski in Holiday Valley on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
So the Bills coaches, last 13 seconds, totally blew my ability to crash at Seth's place, whether he was there or not, to ski at Holiday Valley.
I sold that place. You would have gotten arrested for – you'd have been like Ryan Russillo at the ski resort when he walked into the wrong
stumbling
place
in.
Drunk. Or what, Chad Kelly, too. You would have been that guy.
rolling you into sold that already? You just got it like a year ago.
I'd move on. I've got a short attention span. Hey, speaking of short attention spans, Ross – this is a game I like to play with myself at halftime of a Tom Brady game, convincing myself why this one is different and there's no chance of him winning. This is what I was telling myself at halftime. We're like, okay, typically you should say, all right, whenever Tom Brady's in it, then he's got a chance to come back. I would say the difference between the comeback in the Falcons Super Bowl and the comeback in this game was that in the Falcons Super Bowl, the Patriots were at least moving the ball. They just weren't capitalizing on it. Where in this game versus the Rams, the Bucks were just not moving the ball or doing anything at all. So what were you thinking at halftime of that game as you were calling it?
I was thinking this is my third blowout in a row, and I'm not happy about it because I had called Bills Patriots. I was on sideline for Cardinals Rams, and the day before, you know, Packers Niners and Bengals Titans were both good games. So I was. By the way, let me just say, we got to talk about this maybe in the offseason or something. It annoys me that, like, when they talk about A.J. Brown, they're like, second most in franchise history behind Ernest Givens. Like, that's just weird, okay? Like, that's just weird. Like,
you don't need to tell Houston.
The same franchise.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Ernest Givens from the Houston Oilers. Like, what are we even doing here? But anyway, Titans should just have their own franchise records from when they've been the Tennessee Titans. Like they're a whatever. Expansion team. Mm-hmm. So anyway, though, Seth, I remember thinking at halftime, and especially when the Rams went up 27-3, I said to Dave Pasch, the play-by-play guy, well, this stinks. He's like, yeah, you never know. I'm like, dude, Brady stinks today. Yeah. They can't do anything. They can't block the Rams. They can't stop the Rams. I got to tell you, I've never really bought into the whole Brady did a deal with the devil thing. But when the Rams just started fumbling over and over again, when they had to snap, I mean, this is the NFL, the snap that Stafford's not ready for. I swear, I tweeted this at Ross Tucker NFL. Some of these things only happen to the team playing against Tom Brady in an important game. It's that was the difference between the Falcons' comeback and this one. The Falcons' comeback was a lot of Brady and Edelman making big plays.
Yeah.
The Bucks' comeback was entirely the Rams just peeing down their leg and like doing like Jalen Ramsey just lets Mike Evans get behind him. The only thing you can't do there, the Cam Akers fumble. Like you've got the only thing you can't do there, Cam Akers, is fumble, and he does.
Right.
I mean, it was just.
Oh,
I will say this though. I'm happy for Stafford, and I give the Rams an unbelievable amount of credit because you feel like after Fournette scored to tie it, like I kind of thought at that point Rams might as well just walk off the field because this is over. This is one of the biggest collapses ever. They're never going to get over it. There's no chance they win now. And then Stafford steps up with a couple of awesome throws. Give him credit, man.
Ross, you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that about things happening to the other team at times, or at least in this game especially. I think that what I said to my wife during the fourth quarter was, because you could almost feel it because of all those things you mentioned, this is where Tom Brady's playoff experience and Super Bowl experience and just postseason experience in general, that's where it starts to kick in, I think. And that includes his leadership. Like, I think there's kind of a steadying effect on the team. Obviously, the Bucks have been there very recently. But there's something that they do where the old saying that more games are lost than won, I think in the playoffs, that's amplified. In teams that don't have as much playoff experience, like, you know, I mean, look at the Bills' defense. Like, guys start to think a little too much. They make stupid mistakes. And I think Tampa, led by Brady, just maybe perhaps makes fewer mistakes so they can have that fourth quarter comeback. I'm also intrigued, and this is more important. I'm intrigued that in you wondering whether Tom Brady made a deal with the devil, it wasn't a matter of whether it's actually possible to make a deal with the devil. It was just the actual you analyzed it as in like, okay, no, I'm pretty sure even though he could make a deal with the devil, he didn't. But now you feel like he actually did.
Well, here's what's crazy, okay. Two things I needed to comment on there. As for the Bucks-Rams, okay, I am convinced, and I don't know how much of it's conscious and how much of it's subconscious, but I am convinced that no matter what happens, the Bucks or whatever team Tom Brady is on, they still know they're going to win the game. Or think. I know when I played with him, we thought that. And then the other team, it's almost like, oh man, this is what happens. Like you've just seen it so many times. It's so ingrained in your subconscious that I absolutely think it has an impact on the games psychologically towards the end. And that's some part of the reason why the Rams made the mistakes and the Bucks made the plays they did. And then as for the Bills, I know what you said about their defense. I got to tell you, I really think the Bills coaching staff cost that game. I mean, number one, okay, I have no idea why you would kick a touchback and not take any time off the clock. Maybe they were gun-shy because Tyreek Hill had a good punt return, but come on.
He wasn't out there. Tyreek Hill wasn't on the field.
I know, and kick a squib kick to the second level. Pringle's still pretty fast, Sean, but
yeah.
Kick a squib kick to the second level guys.
Yep.
You know, the guys that are at like the 20-yard line, let them run 10 yards, tackle them at the 30 after you take 7 seconds off or at least 4 or 5. But then how about when they're on defense, Seth? And you're rushing four when you know Mahomes has to get rid of the ball in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Total
yeah.
waste. You
yeah.
should rush two, have yeah. four deep, and then have five underneath.
Well,
and
yeah.
then they were playing that bracket like outside coverage.
They're protecting the sideline
out of bounds.
Yeah, the Chiefs
had
three timeouts. Yeah.
You don't
yeah.
need to protect out of bounds. I'm so
yeah.
annoyed. By the Bill, like, I don't want to be flying and connecting in Chicago to get to Kansas City. I wanted to just drive to Buffalo and see
That's
up there
Ross is
and
mad.
Have Bills fans go nuts. These teams don't realize late in these games, it's about me. It's about my travel plans.
No, hey, but Ross, you're gonna. That would mean you're gonna have to get one of those horrible sandwich and cookie box lunches too, though.
Hey, that's a good point. Although that is a good point. Although here's the thing, because I played for the Bills, they now told me where the Bills Legends Suite is. Ooh. So now I just hit up the Bills Legends Suite where they have like wings and beef on whack and awesome, all kinds of awesome stuff. So I found something. By the way, did you guys see my tweet at Ross Tucker NFL saying yesterday when the Westwood One tweeted that I was going to be doing the I'm on sideline, Baselli's in the booth. I said, well, where am I getting a beer and some food in Kansas City on Saturday night? Dude, I do this every game now, and inevitably I'll have people like DM me or like the owner of a place. You should come over. We'd love that. Oh,
yes.
Wow, that's such a nice offer. I wasn't even expecting that, even though it happens every week. I'll see you there.
Yes. Dude, that's baked into the calculus of being in broadcasting, the comp meals. You know exactly what you're doing.
Because I can reimburse it. I just need the best food, the best beer, and no waiting.
Yeah.
In fact, preferably when I get to the restaurant, there's like a line of 20 people deep and I just walk by them like I own the place. That's what I like.
Yes.
Ross, do you have like one more minute so I can say that you're correct?
Yes,
about something?
Yes. I'm in no rush today.
Okay, so you were talking about like that Tom Brady mystique or whatever it is that somehow affects other teams. That's 100% real. And I didn't experience it in the playoffs, but I did versus Brett Favre. And it was we were playing the Packers. It was in a primetime game in Houston, and I had a really good rep where I beat a guard really clean. And like Brett Favre was just standing right in front of me. And I swear it was like one of those moments in the movies where like a ray of light shines down on him and it goes, oh, like that. And I froze a little bit. And I was like, that's Brett Favre. And like that was just enough that he did that thing. You know, he had really good pocket mobility. Like he wasn't scrambling. He could take like a half step and create all the space he needs. He just like took a half step. I whiffed on him and like got one arm on him as he was completing a 25-yard pass downfield. And I got up and he just kind of gave me that look like, yep, that's what happens. That's what happens when you're playing Brett Favre. I got done in by the Brett Favre mystique. There was a little bit of something, and I think about it like once every 2 months about how I missed a chance to sack Brett Favre.
That's funny. This is kind of unrelated, but you know how Bruce Smith has the NFL record for 200 sacks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would only be $199 if it weren't for me.
Attaboy. You can tell your grandkids.
So you did.
You kind of did
the Brett Favre for Michael Strahan thing. You just did it as an offensive lineman.
That's right.
Yeah, like if I didn't try to cut him like a moron on Thanksgiving in 02, he'd only be at $199 and his life would have a huge void that could never be filled. But thankfully, I dove at his knees like a chump and he jumped over me for a sack in 2002.
When you stroll
what are you guys doing?
Well, I was Ross, real quick. When you stroll into the Bills Legends carving station, do you share that anecdote with Bruce Smith that you allowed him to get to 200 sacks?
I think I've actually told him about it before. We talked about it before, I think. He was mad then because I started against him again later in the year.
Yeah.
And I cut him dirty a couple times. And it was my second year. I was 23, making the minimum. Our coach loved when you would, like, fly around. Bruce was, like, 40. And the only reason why he was still playing was for the sack record. And he made, like, you know, millions of dollars. And he's like, Tuck, what are you doing? I'm like, my coach loves it. Sorry, dude.
Okay, so Ross.
Pushing his walker out from underneath him.
Ross Tucker is our Odyssey NFL insider on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline. All right, back to what you were just asking us, Ross, about hiring a coach. First of all, nobody's hired a coach, so everybody's moving slowly this cycle. When you hear that the Texans are seriously thinking of Josh McCown as the next head coach here, what goes through your mind?
Well, the one thing, and I tweeted this last week at Ross Tucker NFL, you know, you guys are on it more than I am, mm-hmm. but there was a week period where I saw at least four people were the favorite for the Texans job. Yeah. You know, the leading contender, the favorite. It was Flores. Yeah. It was Mayo. It was Jonathan Gannon. It was McCown. I mean, like, what is going on that all these guys are the favorite? Evidently, none of them are the favorite.
Yeah. I'll tell you, hey, boss, I'll tell you what's going on. Man, I have never seen – it's gotten to be a little bit of an issue here. So many newsbreakers, every time they – release one of these little tidbits, they also sprinkle in something nice that I'm presuming an agent told them to say or something. You know, they go, oh, he's probably the favorite. He showed great success as a play caller with the Dolphins or what have you. I think there's...
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious. It's all from the agent. It's a joke. Yeah. But anyway, I love Josh McCown. That dude is awesome. I think he's got a chance to be a great head coach. I think it's pretty insulting.
Yeah.
To all the guys that have actually, former players or whoever, that have been coaching for years, to think a guy that hasn't coached at all other than high school could just be an NFL head coach. I think it's insulting the other guys that have put the time in, and I love Josh. And my other read on it is that the powers that be in Houston probably think he's a guy that they could have a lot of influence and control over because – he doesn't really know how it's done because he's never done it before.
Yeah. That's where that's the thing, Ross. It's not like whether you've been a coordinator or anything like that. Like, he hasn't even been a full-time coach in the NFL, college, anywhere. Like, you've seen this before, Ross. I mean, you probably contemplated it at one point. I had the option to go into coaching, and I sat and thought about it, and I was like, you know what? To even know if I want that lifestyle, I'm going to have to go and coach a year and figure all this stuff out. Because you just don't know until you're working 18 hours a day
stress
environment.
I talked to a coach this weekend who is not sure how long he's going to coach.
Yeah.
You know, he hasn't been coaching that long. I talked to him and he's like, yeah, I don't know, man. Because he... you know, he doesn't really know what it's like to not coach. He went right playing to coaching. So he doesn't know the flip side of it is what, you know, like the alternative of what it's like to just kind of be a normal person.
Ross Tucker is our Odyssey NFL insider. Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline is where you find him. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Driveway.com. Shop there today. More than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory. You can get him on Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. And, of course, you can listen this weekend right here on Sports Radio 610. He'll be on sidelines for the AFC title game between the Bengals and the Chiefs. Hey, Ross, before we get you out of here, which underdog do you give a better chance of pulling off the upset this weekend?
Niners, for sure. Mm-hmm. I think the Bengals. I'm hopeful for a close game, but I think the Bengals are in trouble. Their O-line's rough. Burrow's taking sacks he shouldn't. I know they beat him in Cincinnati. Kansas City will be a totally different environment. I think there's a real possibility that that game gets away from the Bengals. You know, they're kind of, I don't want to say they're happy to be here, but they've had an incredible, surprising season. Whereas the Niners, even though I think the Rams have a really nice team, the Niners just have their number. Mm-hmm. And the Niners have a formula that enables them to be in these games and get a chance to win. So I kind of like both home teams, but I would give the better chance to the Niners for sure.
Yeah, feels like a learning experience this Sunday for Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Like, we're going to be better for this.
I really think whoever won the Bills Chiefs game was going to be my favorite to win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
So I mean, it's crazy. The Bills lose the divisional round, and I think this might have been their year to win the Super Bowl. It's just wild how that works.
Hey, man, beat the Jags in the regular season, and you don't have to worry about that stuff.
Unbelievable.
Right?
It's a great point. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yep, they all count, man. They all count. Hey, Ross, we appreciate it. Good conversation, man. We look forward to listening to you this weekend.
All right, see you, dudes.
All right, thanks, Ross Tucker. See you, dudes. On the way out, that's his catchphrase. See you, dudes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.